Kenora. Kenora Composite School hosted its annual Remembrance Day ceremony on November 9. Students and staff welcomed students and staff from Kenora Junior Elementary School for the assembly. Everyone at the assembly showed up wearing red poppies. The assembly included the singing of God Save the King, the laying of the wreaths, and the reciting of Remembrance Day poems. Those in attendance stood for a moment of silence during the playing of the last post by grade 12 student, Jack Craig. The ceremony was considered a huge success. Former RCMP officer visits CCS. A former member of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police stopped by Kenora Composite School to talk to students on November 8. Pat Rolick, who worked for the RCMP for a number of years, spoke to a group of grade 11 and 12 students in separate presentations. Rolick talked about his time in training and the experiences he went through while working in many communities across Saskatchewan. The presentation was held to shed light on the tough situations officers face and the RCMP now being considered as veterans. Rolick shared stories about the RCMP and the way the force worked back in the 20th century. One of his biggest points of emphasis in the presentation was for students to seek help if needed. Global Stories of the Week. Daytime radio host John Gormley announced his retirement after over 20 years on the air. Gormley gave the news on his morning talk show on November 8. According to CTV News, John Gormley made the announcement at the start of his show Wednesday morning, which broadcasts live throughout the province on Ralco Radio's two talk radio stations. Gormley, who is 66 years of age, previously served as a member of parliament before finding a home at radio broadcasting with his own show for 25 years on 650 CKOM, which is based in Saskatoon, and 980 CJME, which is based in Regina. His replacement was announced on November 9 to be former Regina Police Chief, Evan Bray. John Gormley's last show is scheduled for Friday, November 24. Remembering a former U.S. First Lady. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who was the wife of the former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, passed away on November 19. According to CTV News, the Carter Center said she died Sunday after living with dementia and suffering many months of declining health. The statement announcing her death said she died peacefully, with family by her side, at 2:10 p.m. at her rural Georgia home of Plains. Carter was an American writer and activist. Rosalynn Carter was 96 years old. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Here's why you should bookmark your favorites. Bookmark sasktoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.